What about the chance to learn from a guy like Gronk?
Oh, I've been learning from Gronk since I was in high school, man. He was great at Arizona. I watched him there. He's a great athlete, man. Great tight end. He's been real friendly with me, and we've been in communication as much as we can, you know, around the facility. But we won't be around practicing with vets until next week. But I've been definitely in the film room and checking in on what's going on with him all the time. So he's the best tight end in the league. So you know, I can't wait to learn as much as I can from him.
Did you know him? So did you know him before you came here?
No, I didn't. I worked out with his brothers down in Detroit at the Super Regional Combine. His brother unfortunately got injured up there, so you know, that was something that we talked about. And I didn't know Gronk personally, but I've definitely made it a point to get to know him while I've been here.
I know you haven't been playing in games for the past year, but training in Florida or Atlanta, I guess I should say. Do you feel that you've improved as a player over the past year?
Sure, man. I had an opportunity to really focus on the technical aspect of my game. You know, I can use my body to my advantage, and that's all good. But when it comes down to footwork and timing and things like that, I was really able to capitalize on the time off that I had, and I was fresh, feeling fresh, and I'm ready. I couldn't be more fresh coming into camp.
What's the biggest adjustment you feel like you need to make now as you start here your pro career?
The playbook. You know, I've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of the vets, and they say that, you know, the guys that have bounced around from team to team, and this is by far, you know, one of the more complicated and more extensive playbooks that they've had to learn. So I'm excited to you know, to see how quickly I can pick all this up, and I feel like I'm doing a great job so far. Yeah.
They give you an indication that they give you like a skeleton form of the playbook, and then they'll just keep enhancing it as you go, or do they give you the full thing right off the bat?
We have access to the full playbook. But you know, as with any kind of install period like this, we're all just getting here, so they are feeding it to us little by little. But one part about being a professional is definitely taking it upon yourself. So I spend the evenings when I get home looking ahead and having questions ready for the next day's install.
Quarterback was saying it's like learning a new language.
Yeah, it's definitely a new language. I mean, even a route, you know, as simple as a 10-yard out route may have a different name, a different concept here. So, again, you know, football is just football at the end of the day. But, you know, definitely picking up on terminology and picking up on the schemes and things like that, reasons why the plays are the way they are. The more you can understand all of those things, I think the quicker you can adjust to all of this.
You ready to work with a quarterback who's considered by many to be the most demanding of the receivers?
He's definitely a demanding quarterback. Like I said, I look forward to working with him next week. I've really just been with Jimmy so far, and he's in the same boat as all of us. He's just picking it all up. We've helped each other. We've been pretty good about working together to try and help each other through this process. And he's definitely one of the guys that I'm trying to stay in good graces with.
You haven't done any real heavy lifting this week, but what are your initial impressions and a scouting report on Garoppolo?
He's great. Great athlete. I know that he was, you know, highly touted and coming from such a small school. He's a guy that I can relate to. You know, he's not far from where my hometown is, up in Illinois, where my mother stays. So hopefully, you know, there will be some times when we can get together, you know, during this right before training camp. And, you know, we can still get to work. We can keep working. He'll be walking around and he'll just walk up to me and shout me out a play and ask me to tell him what it is that I've got, my responsibilities, and that's I think one of the key components of being a great quarterback. Absolutely.
I know he's just a rookie, but has he kind of taken a leadership role among the rookies so far?
Sure. Yeah, he's you know, coach has given him the kind of responsibility offensively of making sure that everyone's in the right spot, you know, making sure we're all on time and things like that. And he's gladly taken on that role of being accountable for everybody. But at the same time, you know, he is a rookie too, and we can't leave him out to dry. So nobody's missing, nobody's late. Again, it's all part of being a professional.
Did you know anyone on the team before you came here?
No, I didn't know anyone personally from the team. I do have the Tavon Wilson and I share the same agent, so you know, I've been kind of introduced to him a little bit in throughout the whole process. When I first got here, he made it a point to come up to me, and we had a little chat about, you know, chat about being here. He just told me if I needed any help, he would definitely help me get acclimated.
Do you have much special teams experience? I know for a lot of guys that go undrafted, that's sort of their ticket to the 53-man roster.
Yeah, I played some special teams in college. I was on kickoff return, field goal unit. I never really did the punt or the kickoff, But I'm looking forward to getting a chance to go down the field and hit somebody. So hopefully they'll I'll get that chance on the roster come season time.
Any field goal block? Seems like you'd be a natural.
I did do field goal block too in college, but we haven't even, you know, we're still in special teams. We're still getting down to the basics of it, and you know, depth chart wise, shoot, we have a depth chart amongst rookies, and then there's the roster depth chart. So we're just competing for that spot on the roster still.